This call is being recorded.
As you are aware of all of this, as you are aware of all of the planets in the solar system, all of the millions of ships that surround the planet, preparing for this great awakening that is occurring here on the planet. Even now, as we speak, in this moment, this awakening is occurring. It is bringing a conscious knowing to this planet, to the collective humanity of this planet. So many more are awakening all around the planet as a result of the energy waves that have been coming in into this planet over a period of many years now, and growing stronger and stronger and stronger as you move further and further into the photon belt that is bringing new energy, higher energy, energy that has not been introduced to this planet in many thousands and thousands of years. And many of you are feeling the effect of these energy waves and have been for some time. But it will yet become stronger still. So now become aware of the central source of the universe itself. Follow it all the way through from where you are now as you are here above the earth. Here within the solar system, you, your conscious knowing self, in your astral body, being aware of the planets in the solar system, the sun, and the gateway that moves through the sun. Allow your mind, your visualization, your conscious knowing self to move through that gateway now, through the sun, out into the galaxy, and become aware of all of the central suns, of all of the galaxies that exist beyond this central sun of this galaxy, and move through that central sun of this galaxy out into the many millions and billions of galaxies that exist beyond this galaxy. And all of the central suns as gateways, all of the central suns are gateways into other galaxies. Many do not know that. Science certainly does not know that yet at this point. But all suns have gateways through them. And allow yourself to move through all of those gateways all the way to the central sun of the universe itself, cosmic source itself of this universe, where you emanated from within this universe. And feel the energy there in this pulsating sun. See this sun, this great central universal sun, and the pulsating energy there. And become aware of it and feel it as much as you can. And see that energy now moving as in waves that have been coming down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, through this central sun of this galaxy, through the sun of this solar system, and down to the planet, wave after wave after wave. Visualize this, imagine this. That it has already occurred. It is already beyond time itself at this point. And these waves are still yet coming. See them one after another, becoming larger and larger, not in terms of size necessarily, but in terms of consciousness, in terms of energy waves becoming stronger and stronger. And then that one wave of energy, that one pulse that releases and has already released. Many do not know this, but it has already released from the great central sun of this universe and is moving now through the central suns of all of the galaxies. But it is taking its time, you might say, so that when it finally does arrive as a solar flash coming through the sun of this solar system, it will be on the timing that is needed to match the frequency of the planet at that point, to match the frequency of the planet herself, as well as the frequency of all of the collective humanity here on the planet also, and the solar system as well. And see this solar flash now that comes to the Earth and strikes the planet Earth and spreads out as a wave of energy, as a wave of consciousness, as a wave of knowing, an awakening that occurs, where all of those that have not yet awakened will be hit with this energy and will begin to ask that esoteric question, that existential question that has been on the minds of so many of you for so long now and has been answered through for many of you now, but it has not yet come into the minds of many. And that existential question is, why am I here? What is this all about? But at that point, when the solar flash hits, that existential question will become a question on the minds of many that have not yet awakened across the planet. Many will begin to ask that question. And when they ask that question, just as when you asked that question, you received the answer in different ways from many different sources. And so too will they. When they ask that question, there will be those of you that will be there to respond in those moments to answer it for them. You will be the guides that they will be calling for, because many of you will have already gone through your ascension. You will move through that first wave of ascension. That is what you are all destined for. Those of you, the light working community, those of you on this call, those of you that resonate to these words and many other of the words that come through many of the other channeled sources that are coming forth now, that is bringing these messages to you. All of you are ready to answer the call. You have come here to answer this call. You have come here to, you have volunteered to be here in these moments, just as all of those that surround the planet now are here to be here in these moments, in these awakening moments, in this ascension, in these ascension moments, to assist all of mankind to be ready for their awakening and their ascension. So see now the consciousness wave that has now moved across the planet in your visualization, all across the planet, striking every area, every corner, every crevice with light, bringing light into every darkest corner that may still exist at that time. But after that point, no darkness will be allowed to be able to sustain itself there any longer, and will have to leave. And there will be no exceptions to this. Know that. This is that great awakening. So see it happening now, and consciousness raising across the planet. But not only consciousness of mankind, but consciousness of all living things here on this planet, and all living things coming together and realizing their oneness, whether human or animal or plant or even the rocks themselves, will understand, will begin to come to that level of consciousness within themselves and begin to know their connection to the great central source of this universe, and the resultant connection to their higher selves. That is what this ascension is all about. Coming to the understanding, the conscious connection to your higher selves. So now, for just a moment, let yourself bathe in the energy that will come from this solar flash. But know that it has already happened at the higher dimensional levels. It just has not happened at this three-dimensional consciousness level and cannot happen at this three-dimensional consciousness level. It can only happen within the higher vibrations. So see it as it has already happened. And see the resultant changes in mankind. Men, women, animals, plants, and the rocks themselves. And how all feel the oneness. And again, those that had been asleep will now awaken. Unless they are destined to not awaken because of their choices. And their choices will have already taken them from this planet. And if not already, if they still hold those levels of darkness within them, they will be removed from the light of this planet. So see people coming together, clasping hands, hugging each other. All of the resultant love that ensues forth through all of creation on this planet. And then take it a little bit further yet. See the resultant connection that brings forth those of your brothers and sisters from the skies, from the stars. Those many of you have left behind long ago, saying, one day we will reunite once again. And that day is coming. And see that day now. Visualize it happening. See those landing upon their craft all across the planet. And stepping from their craft and greeting those of you that are ready to greet them. And many of you will be brought upon their ships. And some of you will even recognize these ships as you once walked their floors, if you can call them that. You will be home. Now allow yourselves to begin to drift back, find your way back towards your physical body, coming back down. But bringing that sense of oneness, that connectedness, that you might have only felt for just a brief moment, but yet that brief moment can take you forward lifetime after lifetime now. For it will be a remembrance that you will carry on. And bringing that now into your physical form, into your conscious, bring your conscious knowing self back into your body. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And as always, I appreciate these times that I can be with you and share with you and be a part of this continuing expression of your awakening consciousness. And oh, what an awakening consciousness is occurring here within each and every one of you, as well as many of your brethren across the planet, as more and more of you are awakening. You may not think that is happening, but as we have said many times from our vantage point, it is. More and more lights are quickening within them. The flames are quickening within them, rising, growing, expanding. That flame of remembering and knowing and higher consciousness, it is all coming back. And all of you just simply need to continue to allow the process to continue. And as I gave to the James earlier, when he asked for the topic for this day, the topic was there and ready for him. Keep the pedal to the metal. That may not sound like a spiritual statement at all to those of you, but in the essence of where it is coming from, it is a spiritual statement. Keep on going. Keep moving. You are coming to the finish line now. This is not when you want to pull your foot off the pedal. This is when you want to step on it and move closer and closer to that finish line, where you can then be ready to assist those of you behind that are coming behind you. Not to finish first. That is not the message here. For those that are last will be first, and those that are first shall be last. That was said by that of myself as Yeshua long, long ago. And that is what is occurring now. You are in those moments now where those of you that appear to be last are going to be first. You are going to be the first in the ascension waves that are coming. You are going to be the first to reunite with your families from above, those of your brothers and sisters from the sky. You are going to be first to be ready to be those guides that assist those that are looking for the guides, just as you looked for them when you began your awakening process. But I must tell you now that it shall yet become rocky still, even rockier than it is in this moment, because it must. And those of the dark forces know who you are, each and every one of you. They know you. They know this group. They know all of the groups. They know all of those that are bringing forward the messages. This is why there is so much of the censorship at this point, because they are trying to shut you up. They are trying to keep ascension from happening. And they are doing everything that they can, everything that they know to do. As we have said many times, they keep falling back on their same playbook that has worked so for so many thousands of years. But that playbook is finished. That playbook is finished because those of your alliance have a better playbook, a newer playbook, something that they can use to overcome that of the old playbook. They have those levels of consciousness that are beyond what the forces of darkness can reach at this point. and they have those of the galactics themselves that are working with them to stay not only one step ahead, but many steps ahead all at once. Steps ahead where they can foretell, they know what is coming next, and they can take the necessary steps to hold off each and everything that those of the forces of darkness continue to pull from those old playbooks. But as you have heard many times, the light has already won. The alliance has already won. It only just needs to be brought into manifestation. But again, not here on this three-dimensional illusionary realm. The illusion must fall, and it is falling. But in order for it to fall, it must first be brought into existence or into a knowing to the awakening population. And you have heard many times that their biggest fear, those of the forces of darkness's biggest fear, is that the population of this planet would awaken. And awakening you are. And everything that they are doing is attempting to hold you from that awakening, even to the point where they are beginning more and more to attack you emotionally, attack you, even yet physically. They can do this, and they are doing this. But those of you that are now in the higher vibrations, they cannot break through your barriers. They cannot break through that wall that you have set up within you, that barrier, your light mental body, the violet flame, all of these things, your tube of light, all of these things that are being used now to hold off the forces of darkness from penetrating those barriers that you have set up. And you have set up these barriers. And yes, there are times when your immune system seems to be a bit low, when you let your guard down just a bit, then they can penetrate through, but only briefly. And some of you are experiencing that now, and some of you will yet experience it still in the times ahead. But do not be afraid. Do not let fear come into this at all. You have moved beyond fear. Each and every one of you have moved beyond fear incapacitating you. It cannot any longer, as long as you do not allow it to happen. Please, each and every one of you now, continue on as you know to do, as you have been taught to do, as you have been given the tools to do, no matter what those tools might be, whether they are the use of crystals, or the use of the violet flame, or the calling of Archangel Michael's flaming blue sword of truth to sever any remaining psychic ties. And you should do that, not every day, but here and there, periodically, utilize his sword to completely and finally and finalize the removal of any of the psychic ties that still might be holding you down to this illusion of the 3D matrix. It cannot hold you any longer unless you allow it to hold you. Just as I, as Yeshua, walked the earth and did what I could to bring the message forward, the message that we are all sovereign, we are all free beings, we all have freedom of choice. So too do you now walk the earth and you bring that message forward that you are all free, free to be whoever you want to be, to carry the consciousness within you, to match the consciousness of your higher self. And no one has the right to take that from you, ever. And anyone that attempts to do so, then you can call upon those of us, and we will step in and step in front of you and make that barrier between that one who attempts to do so and you yourself. For you are destined to be free. That is free from anything that you do not want to be brought into your physical body that you will not allow to happen. I speak now of that vaccine that you have been speaking of. And yes, it is both. It has abilities, it has power within it to alter the DNA process. If you allow it to do so, if those that take this vaccine within them and that do not even know this, they can be detrimentally affected by this vaccine. But, and this is a big but for all of you to understand, even if they take that vaccine, thinking that it will prevent that of the virus to affect them, as long as they come to understand that it will have no effect on them, then it shall have no effect on them. But if they believe it will, if they succumb to the fear programming, then yes, it will affect them and will very possibly have the effect of separating them from this planet. And that is unfortunate, but it is the way that is they are utilizing at this time to take themselves off of the planet, as they may not or do not even understand what ascension is and will not be ready for this. But if they are ready for this, if they have made the choice to move forward in the ascension, then that vaccine, no matter what it carries within them, shall have no effect on them. And that in essence, will be neutralized within them. So have no fear, all of you. Now, with that understanding, it does behoove you, each and every one of you who know better, to not take the vaccine, to not succumb to the fear, to not capitulate to the various fear mechanisms that the dark forces continue to use, such as the wearing of masks, the distancing from your brothers and sisters. All of this is unnecessary, unwarranted, and can be detrimental to you as you continue to move through this ascension process, as you continue to move through this transitionary process. Believe in yourselves, my brothers and sisters, my friends. Believe in the power within you to continue to rise above the illusion, the matrix all around you. Yes, become that Neo. Each and every one of you become the Neo in the matrix. Every one of you can do that, where you will be able to stop, not the bullets themselves as in the movie, but stop whatever attempts to penetrate the barriers that you have and will set up to hold off anything that would attempt to penetrate it. I am Sananda and Yeshua combined here this day in this moment. And all of my love and peace and harmony and joy goes out to each and every one of you. And thanks a great deal of thanks to each and every one of you for all that you are doing in these moments, in these times, to bring about this great awakening and to move more fully into that first wave of ascension that approaches now. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready to follow up after that wonderful message from Sananda. Was that not a wonderful message that he brought forth? And with power and conviction and life itself within it. We are ready here. We do not have follow-up to that. The very difficult one to follow up, but we are ready for your questions if you have any. And here you can unmute your phones and you can ask your questions if there are any here. We are ready for this. Yes, is there anyone out there? My goodness, is there anyone
there? Linda.
Yes. Yes, we were wondering.
This is Linda. Thank you, one who serves. I would like to relate an experience that I had during the global meditation. And then I would like a further explanation if I could. I was very honored to take part in this ceremony where I was within the violet flame and the amethyst crystal within the center of the planet. And as I was there, and I had been there many times, as I was there this time, I was drawn to four great crystals. And as I participated in this mantra that was going on, I am the light, I am the love, I am the truth, I am. I was drawn to play these great crystals by rubbing my hands along the sides of them. And as I did, the four great crystals grew to within feet of the undercrust of the planet. And then one burst through the crust, through the atmosphere, through the sun, and was nearly in reach of the great central sun. It grew from a beautiful amethyst grape-colored, great jelly-colored core in the earth to crystal clear as it presented itself to Source. You can feel my emotion right now. Can you tell me why that one crystal grew so great and why the others have yet to burst forth from the planet? Thank you.
Yes, and we can to tell you, based on your emotional aspect here, that certainly, and you already know this, so we do not need to tell you this, but it was very personal for you and very accurate as well as the depiction that you were given within your meditation. And the sense that this is the one crystal, this is representative of you. Personal to you, that you have risen to the higher levels of consciousness within you. And those other ones are indicative of many others throughout the planet here. Not that it is simply any one other individual, but it is all of mankind and the collective process of mankind, and that each crystal represents a portion of mankind. Those that are directly in the awakening process now, such as yourself, and those that are coming to the awakening process, and the third one is those that likely will not come through this awakening process. So it can be depicted in four ways in this as you are seeing it here. You see? Does this make sense to you?
Oh, yes, and I am very grateful. Thank you.
And Shoshana.
we will share on this if we are permitted to share here. Would you permit us to share, dear sister?
Yes, please go ahead.
All that one who serves has given is what we have been given. As you asked your question, we will just add a portion that was not given, and that is that you, dear sister, have participated greatly in the crystal body of the earth and have participated greatly in many lifetimes, in many incarnations, with the magic and consciousness of crystals. If we may tell you that, you may already know that. We also will tell you that that individual that you have partnered with in your life has also participated greatly with the crystal consciousness of the planet. You have great power to create healing and to move forward the planet through the consciousness of crystals as they merge with your consciousness. That is your gift to the world, you see. What is sad for you as we hear you emotionally feeling that experience that you had is that only one crystal moved forward. When you took your consciousness and asked each one to move forward and three did not, we will tell you that they did not because they are participating in divine timing, you see. They will move forward in divine timing, you see. So do not be sad, dear sister, as you have greatly improved the consciousness of mankind and of the planet by participating in that event, and moving just one crystal forward has been a big leap in consciousness for all. Namaste.
Thank you, Soshana. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Very good. Are there further questions here?
I'll ask a question, one who serves in Soshana.
Yes.
We were talking today during our discussion about the very strange and intense weather in Texas, and we were discussing that we all felt and have heard that it was most likely weather warfare by the bad guys. My question is that going to continue, or are the Alliance and the Galactus going to help stop that type of shenanigans in the near future?
There are certain things that the Alliance will work through and attempt to stop before it happens, and then there are other things that they must allow to move through and take its course, and this was one of those. They will definitely stop those more major happenings, such as another 9/11 will not happen, another Fukushima will not happen, and certainly no nuclear expression will ever happen. But certain things such as this and the virus contamination and we will call it what the James likes to call it in terms of a scamdemic, because it is part of the illusion that has been perpetrated on mankind here. So these things are allowed to happen to bring about the awakening process. And this is another one of those to add to this awakening process. that more become aware of what is occurring as those that seemingly, and we use the term seemingly now, are in power, are able to show the population that they are in control, but they are not in control. So those in that Texas area are, yes, it is unfortunate for some of them, but they have known about this for some time, that this would occur. And for some of them, this was their exit out. But it was also to bring about a situational awareness to what is occurring here, and that the ones that are the we will call them the deep state, certainly here, they are attempting to do everything that they can to hold off the conservative forces, we will say here, and the alliance and everything as well, to hold off what they have plan to do here. So it may be a temporary postponement, but it will not hold off what is coming next. And that is a strong hint, what is coming next. Shoshana, you have anything
yes,
to add here?
Yes, we wish to share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, sister.
Dear sister, the human spirit is immensely resilient beyond those that carry the light with them, those that know their own divinity, even not at a conscious level, but know who they are extremely resilient. Those that occupy Texas are part of those that are extremely resilient. And these episodes that are thrown upon mankind, it is amusing, because all it does is strengthen their resolve to move forward. All it does is unite them. Every event that has ever happened that these cabals think they are separating the humans, they are bringing them together. Those that occupy this land known as Texas and experienced these great storms and these losses of water and these losses of electricity have come to each other's aid. They unite. All great catastrophes that have occurred, you must look at them and see how the human bond is strengthened. This is amazing. This is not to be looked upon as negative. This is to be looked upon as immensely positive, that those that experience adverse events come out stronger, come out more with more resolve to move forward. That is our message, dear sister. Namaste.
Yes, and we add to that in one particular example that was brought on your news media, not your mainstream news, as they would never share something wonderful as this, but what occurred in a certain town within the Texas area and in a grocery store, as we find it. We are getting this from the James. He read about this, but it is very apropos here as to what occurred and what Shoshana has just given, in that customers were there with their regular shopping, and they had their carts full, and they were in line to check out, long lines, as because of all the storm and all of this, and the power went out. And when the power went out, they could not use their cards, their credit cards and things of this nature. So those of the management of this store said, let them go. Just let them leave with all of their groceries and go and have a wonderful day as much as you possibly can. And they let everybody leave with their carts of groceries. And then when they left the store, many of the elderly could not move the carts through the snow, so people stepped forward and helped them move the carts to their cars and put the groceries in their cars and assisted them and helped them. And many helped to dig the cars out. You see how this happened. The seeming catastrophe brought about goodwill toward man. And this was wonderful in itself. Okay?
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Would there be any other questions here now?
I have a quick one.
Yes.
This is Orv. Do you feel I've heard in the last couple of weeks, you know, you start hearing things on different news outlets. Now they're starting to talk about the false flag, the alien invasion. Are they still contemplating that, do you feel?
They have been contemplating this for many, many, many years here, as we find it. But it is not something that is going to be allowed to happen, because those of the Alliance have the wherewithal to see what they are going to do before they do it. And they know if they attempt to bring about this type of invasionary incidents, it will not be allowed to happen. They can prevent it, you see? And if it were to happen, there would be enough information that would be immediately sent out across the planet to not be in any type of fear, because it is part of an illusion. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share.
Here?
We can share. May we share, dearest brother?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Dear brother, we are so amused. We have been waiting to see what the next move is, you see. They cannot bring the world down with a pandemic. They cannot bring the world down and create another war. They have not been able to move their agenda along. They have not been able to do that. So they are trying desperately to find something else. They could not bring down the great unifier. They could not usurp his power or his love for all the world. So they must find something else. This is so laughable. They will not bring this forward. They will not be able to, in any stretch of the imagination, create this. I will tell you now, as the collective Shoshana, that there are so many galactic beings standing by waiting for this, as they will show themselves. The benevolent will show themselves. And all will be well.
Yes, and we would add, it would immediately backfire on their plans.
Yes.
Or it would hasten the movement toward full, and we say here, full disclosure of the galactic brothers and sisters in that.
So be it.
So yes, that will not happen. And also think about their attempts to bring about a zombie apocalypse. Look at all the movies that were brought out about that to prepare the public for the zombies to come forward. Has that happened? No.
No.
You see, the closest they could come to this is the pandemic or scamdemic here, and the use of masks. Yes, It does appear as from some viewpoints, certainly, and this one we speak through is one of them, that they look like zombies walking around the planet wearing these masks. But that will come to an end. Okay?
Thank you very much, both of you.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, I do have a question. The one who serves, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yes. This is going to be a very special day. Is there any request from the Ascended Master and Divine Beings that we can be of service for the cause of humanity? Any meditation, any visualization that we can be of service for us to do?
My dear sister, you are in service every moment of your life. Whenever you think of higher vibrational frequency thoughts, such as gratitude, thankfulness, happiness, joyfulness, whenever you have those types of thoughts and feelings, you are of service. Every time you come on these calls every single Sunday and participate in the discussion that you have earlier, and then your meditation, and this question and answer period, you are being of service. Because as we have said many, many times, how much your thoughts have power, and every single thought that you have goes into the universal consciousness, universal mind, quantum expression of all, and every thought goes there and is picked up, you might say, across the planet by various people when they are ready to pick those thoughts from that universal consciousness. That is how inventions happen and all of this. Someone has the thought, it goes into the universal consciousness, and there it is brought together by other thoughts that come into it about the same thing, and everything then comes together, and that one that is ready then to come about with this invention takes it from universal consciousness and puts it into action. That is how it happens. So every thought that you have has power, and you must always remember that. More power than you can possibly imagine yet at this point. Shoshana?
We will share. Dearest sister, may we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, dear beautiful Lilia, we must tell you that you must, in every way, attempt to remove the program that is running your mind that you have not done enough, that you do not count, that you cannot influence others, because this is far from the truth. The only thing that a human needs to do to raise the vibration of others and raise their vibration is to offer love. In each moment that you are living, your actions, your thoughts, and your words must be backed by love. And we see your soul, we see your being, and we believe that is what you do. And that is all that is necessary, and that is all that is ever needed, is to participate in anything with love in your heart. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you very much. Namaste.
Would there be any other questions here before we are ready to release channel? Then we take your email question.
It was not given.
Yes, there was one given.
Yes, I have it. Thank you. Similar to the discussion we had earlier, that if a starseed were to get the COVID vaccine, would the ETs or the Ascended Masters be able to repair any damage or to remove that vaccine from the body? Thank you.
The answer is yes to that question, certainly. Anyone that is as you say, starseed, light working community, light warrior, would certainly not be harmfully affected by these vaccines unless they believed they would be, and that is important here. But anyone that is a starseed and knows they are, or a light working community warrior, anyone that is of that nature would not be inclined to take these vaccines because of what you already know. Now, with that understanding, if one were to take it, with their higher vibrational frequency, it would likely have very little or no effect on them. Again, unless their belief told them otherwise. Believing is seeing. Always remember that. Shoshana.
We cannot add to this.
Very good. Then we think we are done for the time, and we will be ready to release channel. Before we do, Shoshana, do you have
a message? We do.
Very good, yes.
We will ask all that are participating in this movement toward ascension, in each moment that they breathe, in each moment that they live, to participate with their higher selves, with their God selves, to merge with the higher self, and participate in the wisdom that is innate in each one of you, to call upon your highest divine self to guide you, to merge with that highest self so that the illusion that you find yourself in will simply fall away. We ask that each in earnest do all that they can to live in each moment, with each breath, with the wisdom of their divine self. Namaste.
Wonderful. And we would simply say, continue to keep your eyes on the prize, knowing that the prize is right here in this now moment. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Uh-huh.